I'm short.
You ever heard your name?
I will.
You didn't speak to me coming in a while ago.
I did?
No, you didn't.
Oh. Hello, sir. My name is Donna May Lakey. And I live at 264 Lemonwood Lane, which is next door to 260 Lemonwood Lane. That's another instance in where that garage is not usable. It is used for storage of Mr. Hyden's personal effects. I agree with everything everybody said. We've also had issues in that drive, his drive at 260, of five or six vehicles being in there, large trucks, cars. They've been on the lawn, boat trailer, wave runner boat, and they're parking in the road, in the driveway, because off the driveway because they can't, there's no space.
They've been parking in your lawn?
No.
Oh,
they've
okay.
been parking on his. But I have a different issue. I share a well with 260. My home was built first. It was all in my name, and I get the well built. During the 2 years that Mr. Hyden rented that on a lease basis, a permit, he paid for half of the well, for the electricity for the well pump. Since they moved out, he has not volunteered or suggested that he should pay a cent. There's an automatic charge of $28 a month that should be split for every month because you're hooked up to the water. I've been paying it. I had to have the well pump lowered, which cost me $2,500 and some dollars and cents. I wrote him a letter. I used to write him letters and get about every 3 months and give him the bills and tell him half of what it was, and he would about every 6 months come by and give me a check just out of that. He's never responded to my letter. He never responded to the calls I've made years ago to try to speak to him on issues, and I'm now paying for his rental use of the well. And if I cut it off and it's in my name, he wouldn't have it. If I hadn't lowered the pump, his people wouldn't have water that are renting that now. So all the issues are there, same ones, but I do have a big issue with the well. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for hearing.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Is that well just between you and him?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Sit down.
I cut mine off if I cut the well off. I can't. There's no.
I don't want no arguing between nobody. If you want to argue, you can go outside. This is a public hearing, so we're going to run it like one. Anybody else want to speak? No? Did you have something else you wanted to say?
No, sir. I appreciate the commission's time.
Well, I felt like I might have cut you a little short, but if you're okay, well...
I didn't want to be duplicative of what you've already heard, so...
Well, a lot of this that we've covered already has been some of the same stuff, and we appreciate it from everybody, and the ones that declined to speak, appreciate that. All the guys up here has listened, so we know what your concerns are. Now, Terry, you need to come back up, please.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a question about the well and the electricity. Is
electricity
on that one house?
What about it?
Can you guys any reply to what she said?
Yes, she did. She put the well in, but I'll be glad to pay her part. And I'll have a new well driller out there in about a week, and I'll drill me a new well. It may cost me $10,000, but I'll dare. Okay?
Anybody
so I'll put that in my position next week.
Does anybody else got any questions?
You're violating the work of deceased rentals?
Am I?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have my attorney here tonight. I didn't think I could have my attorney here tonight. So I see that they had one, or I would have Craig here tonight. So... Otherwise, I didn't know it, but I guess he can be at the next one.
Well, that's not what I'm asking. You're still renting those, even after
some are, some's not. Like they showed some pictures earlier, where I had Doug down from Douglas Automotive. He stayed 10 days, which is some pictures they showed earlier. Doug's a good friend of mine. He didn't pay nothing. See what I'm saying? And there's people that I have that come down and don't pay anything. So this is a sore subject, because even when this is all said and done, even when I have people down, it's still going to be a sore subject. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, Doug himself come down for a whole 10 days, and there we are, here we are picking on him. You see what I'm saying?
No, we're not picking on anybody.
I'm just saying up there, he just showed that he showed pictures that they was there, showed his boat and everything, you know.
And, well, these people are just showing.
Oh, sure, and they do have some good points, and I've got some changes.
Well, can you clarify the boat dock issue with me?
Yes, I can.
I'm certainly not.
Yes, I've been dealing with the Corps for the last week, me and my attorney. And anyway, on the boat docks, this is clear for sure, is that if a boat is not licensed to be in that slip, it can't be in there. But they told me that if people wanted to come to my swim platform, if they could tie up at the swim platform for a couple hours, which a couple to me would be two or three, they could go eat lunch or eat dinner, and then they can come back and untie it from the swim platform. But also, they cannot have the boat tied up overnight, period. Okay? And a boat cannot be in the slip unless it's registered to that name. Okay? Now, the other two slips that they're talking about, this Jerry fella, there is no Jerry. So my attorney will get that stuff lined out. Actually, the Corps says you can only have two slips per household. But them two slips will be changed in just a few weeks, if not 2 weeks. I purchased them slips. My father-in-law is Larry Boyd. So whenever them was purchased, I had to put them in his name. Okay? But there is no Jerry, period. So that just needs to be changed.
He's registered with the Corps as the owner of
one of
the slips.
Now, wait a minute. We're not going to get started.
So apparently, anyway, you cannot have anybody down there that you don't own the slip, which I can understand that, but that will be changed within a couple weeks. Now, my dock, I have two slips to the right, and I own half the swim platform. My brother-in-law owns one slip on my dock and the other half the swim platform. But as far as people that stay in that house, whether it be my friends or whatever, they can go on that dock and swim all they want to off the dock.
When was the stop order put in place, Bob?
That's not on that, Rick. This is the issue at hand here is the nightly rental. And I think that would be more of a civil matter that should be discussed and handled by the litigants on each side, because we don't have any jurisdiction on that.
Yeah, I just wanted to know when it was served.
And then as far as the beer bottles, my attorney asked me to go find out about the beer bottles. So I took two people one evening, went down the alley, and right where the alley had a little cut there was probably, I didn't count them, maybe 30 beer bottles. And I had my bag and some gloves. And he told me to pick them up with gloves. And they was hazy looking. Real hazy. Like they'd been around a while. And they was only in this section. They wasn't in the alley, wasn't any on the dock. They was just in this little cutoff. But when I went to pick them up, they wasn't there. And then, so I don't know, and there wasn't no beer cans, they was just bottles. So when I empty the trash once a week, I send someone down, an employee of mine, to empty the trash. He gets the trash. We have not yet found a beer bottle. It's been cans, but a lot of trash, I'll tell you that. There's been a lot of trash at some of them. But I think the people can say my yards are mowed. My houses are probably cleaner than most people's. I pay someone $125 to clean each house. They're spick and span. Our yards are mowed. I'm just telling you. I mean, they're clean. And the trash is off once a week. Now, as far as the police being called, I only know one time.
Are you with some kind of a organization that does the cleaning?
No.
Maintains them?
No, my aunt and my niece cleans the houses.
Okay.
So, that part of it. But yeah, I do understand their concerns. I got to put myself in their shoes too, about what they understand. I mean, I understand what they're talking about.
Well, the committee here tonight understands what you're trying to do, and yeah. We understand what their concerns are about. And that's the reason we got you all up here to speak.
And you know, I don't know that it, I mean, I don't know that it's fair. Then I have people call me and say, you know what, your neighbors are coming over, ask me who we are, what we do, and this and that. And I said, tell them it's none of your business. It's none of their property. It's not their property. Have them call me. Are you causing a problem? I'm asking these people. Are you cutting? No. I said, okay then. So we only had one time that the police was called, and I don't know exactly what took place. And then I have a lot across the street, crisscross the street. If you're at my mailbox and you go to the right, I got a lot there. And I've asked them if they bring a boat or trailer down, they must put it on the lot. And I try to keep it mowed. And then also they know they're not supposed to be on any of that boat slip whatsoever where we're having problems with them two slips. Because me and the Corps have been already talking the last 3 days. Now I'm going to get two chains. We're going to run a chain from one side to the other. It's going to say no trespassing on them two. And therefore, they're going to be nothing there. And the reason why I have them two slips is because if I ever sold them houses, the house would go, I could have a house and have a slip to sell at the same time.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
Do we have a copy of the restrictions for that subdivision? Covenants?
Well, I gave you guys two last time I was here.
That was your deeds, wasn't it?
Okay. No, it showed something about the subdivision. At that time, they were old ones, but that's the only ones I had. There was two pieces of paper, one for Morris Oasis and one for the other one.
I thought that was something we were going to look up. Was
All I said was that's all I have to give you. That's the only thing I know as far as restrictions for the neighborhood.
Yeah, the restrictions would be filed with the plat.
That's all I have on it.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
And you know, you got some people here that I actually, their boy come down and they asked me last year if they could use my boat slip a couple times. I did. He wanted to pay me. I said, no, you don't need to pay me. You know.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
I'm not really that hard a guy to get along with.
I told you something on behalf of the Sheriff's Department.
Here's what also would be on the windows of my people, and I don't think that's very good either. I mean, you got laws to go by them. I don't think it's necessary to.
This has been stuck on your windows.
On the people that would be staying, would be friends or people that was does renting, it'd be stuck on their windows. It's just two copies or three copies of it. Same thing.
Give him down our one. Folks, just sit still. Any more questions for Terry?
And then also I have people that come up and they'll say, who are you? What are you doing here? How much are you paying? And it's really none of nobody's business, I don't feel like, that part of it. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I wouldn't.
And another thing I don't like, which we'll bring next time, or whenever, because my attorney's got to, and I'll show you who that is, has called my insurance guy and said, do you know Terry Hyden? Yes. Does he have insurance with you? Yes. Do you know if he has insurance on these houses? Who are you? And he wouldn't state, but we have an email on that one.
Yeah, that's.
So a lot of this stuff is kind of going too far out.
But really, none of my